This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
When voters head to the polls tomorrow in the small northern Wisconsin city of Barron, they'll be taking part in a historic election. As Rich Kramer reports, for the first time since Somali refugees began settling there 20 years ago, a Somali-born American is running for local office.
In a side room at the Barron Public Library, a group of five Somali refugees are studying for upcoming U.S. citizenship tests. They must memorize answers to 100 questions about U.S. history, the Constitution, and its separation of powers.
This is General Eisenhower.
Muhammad Farah moved to Barron in 2005 and obtained his citizenship the next year. He works at the Genio Turkey Store production plant in town, takes classes at UW-Eau Claire, Barron County, and volunteers as a translator for the citizenship classes. He says Somalis have become a part of the community, but until now they haven't sought public office. He says people have asked him about it.
How come you guys are absent? You know, you guys are a big community and you guys are absent from where decisions are made, and you guys should be part of it, and you know, at least we're taking that step.
That step was taken when two Somali candidates ran for an at-large city council seat in February.
No matter if they win or lose, what is important is, like, we have that ambition. And the local elections, usually Somalis don't pay attention, local stuff, you know, the general election is, you know, the one that they follow.
After a primary, 33-year-old Isak Mohammed became the first Somali-born candidate running in a city general election. Mohammed says a lack of housing and youth programs are two major issues for the Somali community and city as a whole.
I want to tell Barron community that they want to see us, that we can be involved in the government by starting the local government, so that we can do a good job by helping this community, by helping the U.S. government.
Mohammed says his journey to Barron began in 2006 when he fled a bloody civil war in Somalia for a Ugandan refugee camp. He lived in that country for about 8 years before being resettled in the U.S. in 2013. Soon, he heard from friends there was plenty of work in Barron. His first job was at the Genio Turkey Store, and he's now a liaison for the Barron Area School District, where the number of Black or African American students has tripled to 164 since 2005. Mohammed is facing Paul Soley. He's a Barron native who worked on sewer projects in nearby Grantsburg and also did missionary work in Africa. When he moved back to Barron in 2013, he noticed a lack of participation in city government. He says he would be honored to work with the growing Somali population.
I'm sure that they are facing different issues than what the generations that have been here before. So those things will have to be faced. And I think that some of that is housing and child care.
The 2010 census showed nearly 9% of the city's 3,400 residents were of African descent, but a city administrator says that could have been an undercount. Despite some early tensions with longtime residents, the Somali community is a visible part of the city. Workers flowing into the Genio Turkey Store include women in hijabs. There are two mosques on the main road through the city's old downtown, and at least two Somali-owned businesses have opened there, including the Bushra Fashion Shop, run by Fadumo Sal Hassan. Hassan sells clothes, perfumes, beauty products, and an assortment of East African foods. She says having a Somali resident in local government could help raise awareness about issues facing the community, like immigration.
We would love to have someone who can be a liaison for this community in both ways. He would be a voice for anyone who speaks Somali or would represent in the city council.
No matter who wins the city council race, members of the Somali community in Barron say seeing one of their own running for office has already had an impact. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.